Please remember that the Lucy Pod is not a replacement for professional medical advice. If you have questions or concerns about your own amazing brain, please speak to a medical professional. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I speak to you all today, the peoples of the Kulin Nation. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Lucy Pod. I hope that you are all well and are staying safe, and I also want to wish you all a happy new year. I am actually recording this on New Year's Day. It is officially 2025. May this year bring you all lots of joy, prosperity, success, and all things good. Today's going to be a bit of a quick episode because we're doing a New Year's Day barbecue and spending time with family, and I have to go help. So it's going to be a bit of a quick one, but I thought it would be nice to do a little 2024 reflection. Doesn't necessarily have to be related to, you know, being ADHD. Sometimes I find when I do episodes, I'm like, how can I link this to ADHD? And it's like, I can just like not make it linked to ADHD for like a part of it, a segment of it. So this year, I'm not a very reflective person, believe it or not. Because there's always so much going on in my head, I don't necessarily always take the time to like think. Like I would have to dedicate like an hour in a day to like lie on my bed and reflect. I don't just like reflect as I go about my day. I don't know if you normies do it like that, but I definitely don't. But I am sat comfortably, so maybe it is optimal time to reflect. This year is all a bit of a blur. So much of the year before, as in 2023, sorry, not the year before, or kind of the year before, has merged into 2024, and it's all a bit mixed. But I would say that this year was more challenging than other years. There was a lot going on at work, uni, just in life in general. There were many, many highs and a few low lows, but I would say the highlight of my year was Japan, which I will talk about in this episode. It was so wonderful, even though the year was quite intense. It was really lovely to be in Japan towards the end of the year and come back home from Japan towards the end of the year. And that sort of, you know, Japan love and glow has carried us through to the new year. Some big things happened this year. Like I'm pretty sure I changed medication this year. I don't know. Yeah, did I go on Vyvanse this year? I feel like I did. I stopped drinking. I started going to the gym, things that I, in previous years, not the drinking, but like gym, tried to do or like exercise, and it didn't hold through. And this year I really stuck through it, and it's going to continue into this year, which I'm really, really proud of. And probably so much more, like so many more things happened, but because it's been such a blur, I can't remember, but I would say really Japan was such a lovely highlight. I've got Trent next to me, but he is playing a video game, but he is waving. Not that you can see that. So Trent and I both went to Japan this year. We only went for 2 weeks, but it actually felt like I was there for about like a few months, to be honest, which is a really lovely feeling to have when you've gone on a trip. Japan was everything I wanted, but even more. I thought it was going to be like this. I knew I was going to love it, but I didn't know why and how much. It was such a wonderful experience. It is such a fantastic place. The food, the shopping, the people, the architecture, the history, the activities, the innovation, the train stations, the trains, everything about it is just pretty wonderful. I would have to do a whole long episode to tell you about our adventures in Japan, but it was great. And you're probably wondering, how was it without your medication? So everyone around me and even myself were incredibly concerned about me going to Japan and not being on my medication. It was made to be this very like problematic thing, because I really thought it was going to be problematic. It's like 2 weeks in a foreign country with no ADHD medication. And, you know, your body takes time to adjust when you're in another country. So combine that with no meds. It could have been a recipe for absolute disaster. But I, to be honest, I feel like I should have included Trent in this episode, because I might be biased in how I feel, and he could probably speak more to what I was like. He's taking off his headphones and he's looking at me, but I don't know if that's a signal that, like, oh, I'm going to come over and speak on it. While he decides if he wants to do that or not, no pressure, seriously. I think I was actually fine during the day, like, which sounds weird. It's like she's a werewolf and at night I became a beast. No, during the day, it was fine. I didn't feel like there was an issue. But then at night is when problems happen. And I'm giggling now because Trent is standing Hello. Here.
Hey. Just real quick, wanted to say she was great and we had a lovely trip and it was fine.
Really?
And yeah.
How okay. was I at night?
Fine. You just get like the jitters before you go to bed. But then, you know, it was fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Trent. Bye-bye. So here am I being like, and at night. Happy New Year. And here am I being like, and at night I turned into a different person. But Trent's saying that I was great. The only thing that I maybe noticed about myself is at night, yeah, I got a bit stupid, a bit jittery. And I vocal stimmed a bit more. But other than that, it was pretty, I was okay. And this is not to say that if you are traveling or just in general that you should go off your meds. Like, if you need to change your medication, please speak to your doctor before you do that. But I am happy to report that it was not so bad. It was not. Oh my God. I didn't realize that my microphone was unplugged. So I don't know how long I was talking for before it cut off. What I will say is that if I do end up going back to Japan, I want to go back longer. And if I do go back longer, I will have to look at my options with medication, because maybe the longer I stay, the more I will feel like I need medication. But it could also be just like another experience to try going to Japan longer with no medication. But again, like, this isn't like a thing I recommend people do, like, unless you speak to your doctor. Like, don't just randomly go off your meds. Please make sure that you stay on them. And if you want to change your dose, you definitely speak to a medical professional. So yeah, Japan was wonderful. Let me tell you like a little story. Like, what's a fun, interesting story? There's so many. Okay. There's so many. I actually have to do a dedicated episode. Okay, yeah. I keep thinking about all these stories, but I actually have to do a dedicated episode. But what I will say about Japan is, if you do go to Japan, make sure you do Tokyo and Osaka. They are amazing places. They are both incredibly different, both culturally, socially, everything, but they are amazing. Osaka is a wonderful place to go as a base if you want to visit Kyoto, Nara, Nagoya, and all of that. And Tokyo is just like great to start off in, but Osaka is a great base because you can do so much in Osaka. It's the food capital, the kitchen of Japan. But it's also great if you want to go and do little day trips or short trips to go from. It is absolutely wonderful, and I highly recommend you go. Yeah, it was the best. So nothing negative to report about the trip or about me being unmedicated. It was wonderful all around. And like Trent said, A+ for my conduct. To finish up, I want to talk about my goals for this year. Not in a like New Year's resolution. Like, I don't believe in, like, when I say I don't believe in, I don't do resolutions where like you write them down and you're like, I have to do this by this time, and if I don't, what a disappointment. Like, these are ongoing goals that I want to keep doing beyond this year. So it is to read more. I've got a lot of books that I want to read that I'm going to start. I love reading. Reading is great for my ADHD brain and I want to continue that. So I'm going to be reading. I'm going to keep going to the gym because, again, it is good for my ADHD brain and I love it. I am also going to keep not drinking because I don't really have the craving for it. I actually had a glass of champagne for my New Year's dinner and it was like, I didn't like the way it made me feel and I, yeah, stopped after that. So yeah, I broke my rule. I drank. Oh no. But yeah, so I'm going to keep not drinking because I just don't have the desire for it. And there's probably more goals that I will like think about and be like, oh, I should do more of that or I want to do more of that. But those are the main ones, is to read more, to continue going to the gym, and yeah, just keep not drinking and keep making myself live longer. That was very pretentious. And yeah, and in terms of the Lucy Pod, I want to get more guests on. I love doing episodes with guests and you guys seem to love doing them. So there will be more guests on the Lucy Pod, fear not. And hopefully there are some exciting ADHD developments and news that'll come to this new year that we can talk about. So yeah, I am very, very excited. And yeah, I think we will leave it at that. Again, happy new year, everyone. Enjoy your time, whether you're spending it with your family or friends or both. Have fun, be safe, be responsible, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.